When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ear Cult.
This podcast is sponsored by Regressive Insurance. Are you tired of bundling your car, truck, SUV, motorcycle, motorhome, motorboat, and motor mobile podcast studio into one inconvenient bundle? Well, good news. Regressive Insurance is here to give you the options you deserve when it comes to insuring your most important assets. Look, there's no such thing as a one-size-fits-all. Have you ever found a pair of pants that fits everybody? How about a shirt? A blouse? Even a light cardigan? Even snapback caps have their limits. So don't believe the illusion. Convenience is canceled along with everything else. Regressive Insurance offers easy mail-in payment options, and our simple facsimile claim submission system gets you paid as long as your connection is good, your cover page is correct, and no one ignores or throws it away on the other end. Buffets are good, but a la cartes are better. Why? Because you have a choice, and that choice is clear. Regressive Insurance.
Regressive Insurance is not a real company and is intended solely for satire.
This program contains talk about criminal activity and may paint a not-so-flattering picture of one of your childhood heroes. It even includes a few cuss words and may not be appropriate for your youngins, so you might want to earmuff them or send them outside to play. Thanks for listening.
This is an Ear Cult production, in association with Glassbox Media and Crawlspace Media. Santa May Be a Criminal presents The Easter Bunny, Unmasked. This is Episode 1, The Hop, Confessions of an Easter Bunny.
Hop on in here. Don't be shy. Sit your tail down right there.
I don't understand why I have to do this.
Because we had a real, legitimate tip.
If you're listening to this show, I hope by now you know who I am. But in case you've skipped into this a little late, allow me to introduce myself. The name's Richie Buck, and the game's Investipodston. That's investigating and podcasting wrapped up into one word. Anyhow, I've been investigating Santa Claus and the death of Ruthie Barker Guest, a grandma who allegedly got run over by his reindeer. And I spent most of the last few months trying to prove his innocence. And in the end, it was only to have him tuck and run. That, after I'd landed on this fella as a suspect.
You got carrots or celery? Anything?
Who is this fella? Well, I guess I need to describe the scene we're witnessing. Much like the way that the last case, the one with the elf that shall not be named, started, I'm looking at the camera feed from an interrogation room at the county sheriff's department. Inside, I see a lawman. His name is Sheriff Bradley Dewberry.
I'm gonna need you to put this on.
Is this a diaper?
I also see an individual we know as E.B. Cooper.
Afraid so. Our tipster told us you sometimes shit yourself without any warning.
Depends.
I don't know what brand they are. Just put them on.
No, my condition. The interrogatory bowel syndrome. It only happens when I feel like someone is...
interrogating you?
Yes.
Then you might want to double up.
I can't believe this.
The EB stands for Easter Bunny. And the Cooper? Well, we'll bounce into that soon. But if you're wondering if this is the Easter Bunny...
Don't fart, pervert.
I ain't watching. Jesus.
What about my tail? There's no hole for it.
Then I reckon you'll need to wash it real good after we're done here.
It is. And right now, he's trying to cram his hindquarters, tail and all, into not one, but two adult-sized diapers because of the aforementioned digestive disorder. It's a sight to behold. You ever have to hop yourself into your blue jeans because they're a size too small or maybe you didn't dry off good enough? Well, then you can picture what's happening right now. Except, replace you with a 4.5-foot tall black rabbit, and those jeans with diapers. After some difficulty, the rabbit's able to sit down, albeit uncomfortably, across from the sheriff.
Tell me the truth. Am I only here because...
Because what?
You know.
Because you're black?
I hadn't even thought of that. No, because I'm a bunny.
Oh, thank goodness. No, neither one. You're here because our tipster gave us some credible intel on you and your relationship with our decedent.
This tipster, who is it?
Aw, now you know I can't give that up. Crime Stoppers is anonymous.
I have a good idea who it is anyway.
It was me. I was the tipster that sounded the alarm on Mr. Cooper here. It all happened, you might recall, as I was wrapping up my investigation into the death of Ruthie Barker Guest, RBG as she's known around here. I came to the unmistakable conclusion, or so I thought, that the Easter Bunny framed the old jolly man. And that's what brought us here. Though, I've started to warm myself to the fact that Santa may be a criminal. If you had any idea how much even the thought of that being the case turns my world upside down, you'd beg me to reconsider. To be honest, there's still a piece of me that believes in him. But that's why I gotta get him back. I gotta bring him back here to face the music. And I'm warming up my voice.
Okay. Can you state your name for the record?
E.B. Cooper.
What's the E.B. stand for?
Easter Bunny.
So for the record, you're the Easter Bunny.
You think I'm an impersonator?
I didn't say that. It's just hard to wrap my head around that you, the Easter Bunny, is actually here.
Did you feel this way when you interviewed Santa Claus?
Oh yeah, of course. It was worse with him though. I mean, he's Santa Claus.
Here we go, the elf worship.
Nah, ain't no elf worship here. I mean, I sort of called him Red Mitten, even though he was only wearing one of them, and it wasn't red at all. With you, it's more of a, I'm just doing due diligence.
Then do it. Do your due diligence so I can get back to work.
Well, first of all, I have a question.
What?
How is it that all you fellas, and gals, I guess, if we're lumping the Tooth Fairy into this...
Leave Vonda out of this.
Who's Vonda?
Vonda.
Vonda?
No, Vonda.
That's what I said.
At this point, E.B. presents the sheriff with a Cheshire grin. Shows all of his teeth. Mainly the front two. I never knew why those teeth, if they were pronounced... called buck teeth. I don't have teeth like that. Anyhow.
Don't own any floss, huh? How many carrots you eating a day?
Just stop. Leave Vonda out of this.
So, I'll ask one more time. Vonda is...
You call her the Tooth Fairy, which she hates.
Hates it, huh? Does she have a preferred alias?
Why don't you ask her?
Because she's not here, numbnuts.
Hey, that's not very nice.
What does she want us to call her? Because even though she ain't here now, she will be.
if you can catch her.
Caught you, didn't I?
The Easter Bunny rolls his eyes and crosses his arms. The sheriff sits down and pulls out his phone.
You got any plans this weekend? Because I don't. I can sit here as long as I need. Matter of fact, you see that bucket in the corner?
He references a tin bucket sitting in the corner. I always thought it was there because of a leak or something.
That's so I don't have to leave room for my potty breaks. And you, well, you got diapers. So it looks like we're set for the long haul.
She's okay.
Okay, what?
Her alias. It's... El Champo.
Come again?
El Champo.
El Champo. Who she thinks she is? She thinks she's running a cartel or something?
At this point, the Easter Bunny levels his gaze at the sheriff.
Cartel? She's running a whole worldwide crime syndicate. And she's doing it with the teeth from your own mouth.
Fuck off. That ain't true.
Ask your dentist.
I ain't calling my dentist. Then they'll make me an appointment.
Fine. Suit yourself.
The sheriff shifts his body uncomfortably. I can tell he's weighing the possibility that what the Easter Bunny is saying is true.
She's the only one with free reign. She's the only one with consistent work.
What do you mean?
Me? And Santa? We're beholden to a specific day on the calendar. But Wanda? She's roaming every day.
How are y'all actually getting into people's houses?
You have no idea.
How could I?
You are an investigator, right?
The best of the best.
As you probably know, we each have our own entry methods. With Santa, it's through the chimney. If there's no chimney, it's whatever is used for exhaust from the home. Me? I prefer either a doggy door, but if one isn't available, a window.
How about old El Champo?
Well, she prefers skylights. If home has none, she uses the lint trap. She likes the way it smells.
Alright, let's get back to you. Why you're here.
Because of the tipster.
Yeah. And because of you and little Miss Ruthie Barker Guest.
Who?
Don't play these games with me, son. You know good and goddamn well who.
Shit. Sense goes.
So my tipster was right.
The Easter Bunny looks ashamed. He squirms uncomfortably.
Fine. I know Ruthie.
Enough of that. How'd you meet her?
The same way Santa met her.
And how's that?
She was an insomniac. She wouldn't, or couldn't rather, go to sleep. So, speaking for myself, that first year I waited and waited. But at some point, I had to move on to the next house. I have deadlines, you know.
So you just entered her home, and she saw you.
Pretty much. I know it's not a sexy story as you want. It won't sell any newspapers, but it's the truth.
I ain't here to sell newspapers. I'm trying to get to the bottom of why she ended up dead as a doorknob in a ditch, and why your name's the one's coming up as to having an answer.
I don't have an answer.
What happened when she saw you the first time?
The first time?
The rabbit leans back in his chair and looks at the camera. It's almost like he's looking right at me.
Well, I'm not fond of kiss and tell.
Kiss? Did the two of you have an encounter?
Encounter? You mean an entanglement? Ah, yes. A sexual encounter. On the counter. On the floor. On the couch. On the table. On the toilet. On the...
Okay, that's enough. I get the idea.
You know what they say. Fucking like...
Yeah, rabbits.
The Easter Bunny looks away from the camera now. Back to Sheriff Dewberry.
Is that the sexy story you wanted, Sheriff?
The lawman glares at him a long moment, then also glances at the camera and smiles at me.
Oh shit, the nuclear option.
And pulls a photograph from underneath the folder on the table in front of him.
This image mean anything to you?
And then the Easter Bunny totally lost his shit. Why, you ask? You'll find that out after the break.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wow, I can't believe you did that.
You proud of me?
Oh yeah, that diaper's gotta be full at this point.
Sure smells like it. I'm gonna let him stew in it for another minute or two before I go back in.
Detective Strong would love this. Where is she? Thought she usually handled this stuff for you anyway.
She's been acting strange the last couple weeks. I wonder if all the media coverage she got because the sand has gone to her head. I gave her a week off.
But she doesn't take time off because, as she told me, crime doesn't take time off.
We all need a breather every once in a while, Richie. You need to hear that more than anyone.
He's right. So where'd you get that photo?
I took it.
You did not.
I damn sure did.
The photo he took, the one that literally scared the shit out of the Easter Bunny, was... well, it was really good. I mean, this is good enough for you to get paid for it. Where'd you take it?
I was out hunting, back around the holidays. Always take my camera with me now since I picked up the hobby. I've been trying for months to get a shot of this albino fox that's been traveling around the outskirts of Daddy's property. This fella landed a couple branches above my stand, and I had to take a shot, especially because of what he had in his beak. I'm gonna head back in.
Sheriff Dewberry goes back into the interrogation room to a still very rattled big-ass bunny. I have no doubt if he didn't have the double diapers on, there would be a mess to clean up. So that picture that scared the Easter Bunny so much that he filled up two diapers, well, it was of an owl. A large owl. I don't have a scale object to know how large, but you can tell this guy's been around a while. And in his beak?
What's that? Look at it!
I don't want to.
Do it. Do it.
It's a tail.
Who?
The Easter Bunny jumps again.
I'll tell you whatever you want, just stop.
Nah, I'm sorry it had to come to that.
Sheriff Dewberry puts the photo back amongst the files.
So tell me everything.
I'll tell you what I already told your tipster, Richie Buck.
He glares at the camera. Guess who's not getting an Easter basket this year?
I wanted to take care of Rusty Walker Guest, but I never got a chance. The booby trap I created was nearly a mile from where she met her end. Santa Claus is your guilty party. Yes, if he had not run her down, I would be here with you. And if that happened, I would tell you the truth. We bunnies are great at two things. Fucking and telling the truth.
You know I have enough for probable cause, right?
I know.
You got anything at your hole you don't want us to see?
Just some embarrassing pornography on VHS tapes, but I don't have a VCR anymore, so...
Dewberry glances at the camera.
My team should be moving in as we speak. I just don't want to do anything that's going to get your diaper in a wad, any more than it already is, I mean.
E.B. Cooper is not amused, so there are at least two people now that won't get a basket.
I tell you what, this has been a traumatic day for you. I can tell. We're going to have to hose you off in the back garage once you get those diapers off, ain't we?
I'm afraid so.
Well, look. My team's going through your hole with a fine-tooth comb. If there's anything suspicious, it'll be confiscated.
I understand.
And I'm going to seize Richie Buck's audio tapes, too. I know he interviewed you for his blogcast or whatever you call it. I'll get some information there.
The sheriff reaches out his hand to shake the Easter Bunny's paw. And when he does, he notices that the bunny is shaking. I mean, I can see it from here.
You nervous about what we'll find, amigo?
No. I just ate some spicy carrots last night, and I think I'm going to blow out these diapers.
That sound was a box full of stuff that the investigators thought would be beneficial to their investigation. But since the sheriff's my cousin, and I've been so tied into the Ruthie Barker Guest death case, he said I could sift through it while they all go out for tacos. I think one of them's hot for Dr. Myra Abernathy. I hope they bump into her. It'll give me a little more time to go through this treasure trove. Anyhow, as I rifle through the box, there's a lot of interesting stuff. Photos of EBC, that's Easter Bunny Cooper if you're slow, and RBG, Ruthie Barker Guest. There are also actually nice letters to Santa Claus, which I found is a bit of a shock, though not really helpful to me in this moment. Then I pull out a couple things that do interest me. First, a manila folder tied with string that has the words "Sorry" spelled out in cutout magazine letters on it. There's also a VHS tape labeled "Not Porn -DB. And there's a beat-up old journal. Since I ain't got a VCR here, I open up the journal first. It's so old that a couple of pages crack and dust sort of coughs up into the air. Inside the front cover are the words, "Property of Dan Bob Cooper. Dan Bob. D.B." Shit. The Easter Bunny may not have been bullshitting me after all. When I turn the page, I see the title, and I wonder if this was a working manuscript or something. How to Get Rich, ... I flip the page and find a list of the following tasks. Step 1. Buy a bunny. Should be sturdy. Black, so he can't be seen at night. This step has a check mark next to it. Step 2. Connect with Santa Claus. Travel to North Pole if necessary. This step also has a check mark next to it. Step 3. Monetize Easter. Take bunny to Cadbury. Pitch new ad campaign. This step is crossed out and has multiple question marks around it. Also a postscript with a frowning face. They want white bunny. Underneath that step are the words, cut and run, leave bunny at church, and hijack airplane. Next time on Santa May Be a Criminal, I dig more deeply into the evidence. E.B. Cooper and D.B. Cooper. What does it all mean? And does it have anything to do with our Santa investigation? Plus, we hear from the skyjacker himself, D.B. Cooper. Special thanks to our new partners, Glassbox Media, who have come on to lend their wizardry to gather more ears for the show and overall enhance our brand. Music and sound effects licensed by paying through the nose to multiple royalty-free music and sound effects providers, not the least of which are Epidemic Sound, Motion Array, and Soundstripe. Additional musical contributions that slay by Captain Fat Hands. To check out the cast for this episode, as well as their other projects, visit the show notes and check out santamaybe.com. You can also add people to the naughty or nice list by emailing the North Pole at workshop@santamaybe.com. Santa May Be a Criminal is an Ear Cult production presented in association with the Crawlspace Media Network. The show is written by Jason Usry and hosted by Richie Buck. Editing support by Dick Buck. Sound design by Ricardo Buck. Show art by Richard Buck III. Thanks, and until next time, be nice.